I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, we have some high school hockey scores from last night, and we'll tell you about a Bruins loss. Rick? This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins lost to the Hurricanes last night at the Garden 3-2. Bees coach Jim Montgomery, let's take it period by period.
First period was a really fast game. Second period, they out-competed us. Third period, I thought we had great desperation in second, third effort. But the game management at the end of the game was not good. That's what cost us the game.
The Bruins are right back at it tonight as they'll be playing in Ottawa against the Senators. The Celtics were off last night. They'll return to action tonight in Miami to face the Heat. Tip-off at 7:30. Girls hockey from last night, Peabody edged Gloucester 2-1. Boys hockey from last night, St. John's Prep over Malden Catholic 5-1. Marblehead beat Gloucester 3-1. Peabody Saugus over Minuteman 7-1. Beverly topped the Lynn Jets. Swampscott over Somerville in overtime 2-1. Danvers late last night beat Masconomet 6-5. Linfield over North Reading. Newburyport shut out Rockport. Triton shut out Pentucket. And St. Mary's of Lynn beat Bishop Fenwick 2-0. That's their second win against Fenwick this season. Today on the website, be sure to check out the North Shore Sports Desk shows and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows with Dom DeCastro. They are available every Thursday morning on our website. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Thursday, everybody. Don't forget, North Shore Today Extra is next. And today we'll feature the budget presentation yesterday by the governor and lieutenant governor in Boston.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.